Blog Talk Radio. that tune most people recognize as Danny Boy. That's a father's song to his son. The next tune that I'm going to play for you is called The West's Awake. When the Brits invaded Ireland and wanted to subjugate it, the western part of Ireland was not aware of what was taking place. And when they did become aware that the Brits were winning the battle, they quickly arose to join their fellow Irishmen to fight the Brits. Sadly, the battle was lost. However, this tune will remind all Americans of what happens when you're not ready to protect your country, like we're not ready right now.
When all beside a vigil keep, the West asleep, the West asleep. Alas and well, may Erin weep, that Connaught lies in slumber deep. Their lake and plain smile fair and free, mid rocks their guardian chivalry. Sing, now let man learn liberty from crashing wind and lashing sea. That chainless wave and lovely land, freedom and nationhood demand. Be sure the great God never planned for slumbering slaves a home so grand. And long the proud and haughty race honored and sent to know the place. Sing on, not in their sons' disgrace, in twice destroyed their glory praise. For often in old Connor's hand, dash each Connaught clan, and fleet as deer the Normans ran through Curlew's Pass and Ardrahan. And later times, so deep, so brave, and glory guard Clanricarde. Alas and well, may Erin weep, let Connaught lie in slumber deep. But hark the voice like thunder's face, the West away, the West away.
Just said goodbye to the two women in his life, his wife and his daughter, and he's on his way to join the greatest generation. And I wish him a good trip and a great future. Life is a series of tens, and when you do whatever you do, how many tens you get, it's good to know that from this life you get to live a new one, much more beautiful and happy, without pain and sorrow, for all eternity. That's the philosophy of the Sons of St. Patrick. And that's the philosophy of the followers of the new Pope. And that's the philosophy of a lot of people that are not Catholic. And may we all rejoice in heaven together. And this song is dedicated to the two girls who this gentleman loved. And it's also dedicated to everybody who has lost a loved one. It is an Irish tune called Macushla. It means my darling. The next one is for Dad. Everybody's dad.
The tears have all been shed now. We've said our last goodbye. His soul's been blessed, and he'd lay to rest, and it's now I feel alone. He was more than just a father, a teacher, my best friend. He can still be heard in the tunes we share when we play them on our own. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Oh, he may be gone, memory lingers on. And I miss him, boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream. And he'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me, like the colors of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn. And how to fish and make a wish beside the holly tree. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on, and I miss him. I thought he'd live forever. He seemed so big and strong. But the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. And suddenly when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on, and I miss him, the old man.
Let me cheer you up with an Irish drinking song.
I've been a wild rover for many the years. I've spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold and great store. And I never will pay the wild rover no more. And it goes. I used to frequent. I told the landlady me money was spent. I asked her for credit, she answered me nay. Such custom as yours I can have any day. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more will I play the wild rover. From my pocket, 10 sovereigns bright, and the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She says, I have whiskey and the wine's all the best, and the words that you told me were only in jest. And it's no, nay, never. To my parents on
they've done, and I'd ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And when they've caressed me as oftentimes before, then an arrow will pay the wild rover no more, and it's no.
Came here in my father's time, and there was no turning back. You were here for life. Very few returned to the old sod. When they did, it was at the end of their lives, and all that they had known and loved were gone. So it's a real sad lament when you hear a guy singing about being alone in New York.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them, for the sod where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from toiling cold and heat. But oh, to swing a scythe today through fields of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to wander back or own a king's abode. And oh, to see the hawthorn tree down the old bog road. My mother died last springtime, when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her wake it was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled up beside her bed. And Farron's church was crowded when the funeral mass was said. But here was I on Broadway, building bricks for load, as they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Now life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I'll take the day for what it's worth, and do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need to make a moan? I'll go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Here's a little Irish humor about stealing birds. You could call this an Irish mojo.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I'd die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs they were yellow, he could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage took great his white cabbage, most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen, he was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight, he was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pounds, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may he tear in his wig, be well thrice with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind dizzy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's drake.
This is a song about called The Crappie Boy. It is a young rebel who was captured and hanged by Lord Cornwallis, the same Lord Cornwallis that hanged Nathan Hale in New York few years back. What a coincidence, huh? Both patriots.
It was early, early, all in the spring. The birds did whistle and sweetly sing, changing their notes from tree to tree, and the song they sang was Old Ireland Free. It was early, early, all in the night, the yeoman cavalry gave me a fright. The yeoman cavalry were my downfall, and taken was I by Lord Cornwall. As I was walking up Wexford Hill, oh, who would blame me to cry my fill? I looked behind and I looked before, but my aged mother I shall see no more. As I was walking up Wexford Street, my own first cousin I chanced to meet. My own first cousin did me betray, and for one bare guinea sold my life away. As I was mounted on the platform high, my aged father was standing by. My aged father did me deny, and the name he gave me was the Crappie Boy. Dungannon this young man died, and in Dungannon his body lies. So all good people who do pass by, just drop a tear for the crappy boy.
If you can carry a tune, you can sing this song in a bar and everybody will buy you a drink.
There's a spot in my heart which no colleen may own. There's a depth in my soul never sounded or known. There's a place in my memory, my life, that you feel no other can take it, no one ever will. Sure, I love the dear silver that shines in your hair, and the brow that's all furrowed and wrinkled with care. I kiss the dear fingers so toil-worn for me.
Yes, after everybody dries their eyes, they will all buy you a beer. But you better drink up quick, because the pub may run out.
It's lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so dull or so drear, than to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer. Now the public is anxious for the quota to come. There's a faraway look on the face of the bum. The maid's gone all cranky and the cook's acting queer. Well, a terrible place is a pub with no beer. The stockman rides up with his dry, dusty throat. He breasts up to the bar right, quickly touched to a snare, when the barman said suddenly, the pub got no beer. There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits, but the boss is inside, drinking wine with his mates. He hurries for cover, and he cringes in fear, but no place for a dog, round a pub with no beer. First time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. He walks in the kitchen, she says, "You'll really be dear." Then he breaks down and he tells her that the pub's got no beer. Oh, she lonesome away from your kindred and all, where the campfire at night, where the wild dingoes call. But there's nothing so as to stand in the bar of a pub with no beer.
Thank you.